Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 4, His Innocence. Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." John 19, verse 6. The gospel is not about fairness, but grace. The one who was not guilty was condemned to die, and all of us who are guilty have been gifted with eternal life. My friend Steve Trapero, who is a talented graphic designer, created for me a large poster entitled The Great Exchange. On one side of it, one can see two hands bringing a gift-wrapped box that has a skull on it, symbolizing death. On the other side, there are two nail-pierced hands bringing the gift of life. Romans 6:23 is written on that box. The poster portrays the exchange. The Apostle Paul often discusses the fact that Jesus, being innocent, was condemned as guilty, and that the guilty ones are considered righteous in his name. Such is the case in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The four Gospels also allude to this paradox in the way the authors narrate the events surrounding the death of Jesus. For example, one of the thieves on the cross clearly states that they are guilty, but Jesus is innocent. We indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Luke 23, verse 41. The righteous one was condemned. Another such striking contrast is made when Pilate, according to their custom to release a prisoner at Passover, offers to release Jesus, but the crowd chooses Barabbas instead. Barabbas was a murderer and a rebel. And what I find extremely insightful is that Barabbas means son of Abba, or son of the Father. This son of the Father was guilty and should have been condemned, and yet he was released. But the Son of the Father, Jesus, who was innocent, was crucified instead. Three times Pilate clearly stated that he found no guilt in Jesus, yet Jesus died in the place of the guilty. If you know yourself guilty of condemnation, accept the paradox of the gospel and be set free. We have His eternal life because He died our death. Thank you, Jesus.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!